When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I want to thank all the labor unions here in Dane County that help keep SlysOffice.com up and going so you keep up to date. Whether it be the Madison Firefighters, Local 311, or the Madison Teamsters, Local 695, or our friends at Madison Teachers Incorporated. These are some of the most active local unions who organize, and constantly stand up for workers. Thank you from SlysOffice.com.
Well, I thought it was time to do Crazy Talk. It's been a while, and I apologize for that. Sly's Office brought to you by the United Steelworkers and great local sponsors like Madison Computer Works, AMS, St. Vincent de Paul, and many others. So this is a good time to do Crazy Talk because people have become unhinged, throwing their previously held positions out the door because of Donald Trump. Let's start out today with one of Donald Trump's friends, crazy right-wing activist Larry Klayman, who happens to be an attorney. He's very upset that the Obamas went to Italy at the same time Donald Trump did. Now, of course, Donald Trump spent very little time, about 15 minutes with the Pope. It was just a short stop. Obamas really didn't get a lot of attention in Italy, but Klayman is angry not only that they went there, but how Michelle Obama was dressed.
Former President Obama with his lovely wife Michelle is currently in Italy vacationing. Obviously, they've got a lot of money to spend. Italy's a nice place. But the reality is they went over there to try to upstage President Trump with regard to his meeting with the Pope in the Vatican. This tells you a larger story about Obama. He's running an alternative government, an evil government, out of his mansion in Kalorama, Washington, this multi-million dollar monstrosity that he pays $25,000 a month to rent. Now, the thing that's really troubling about this is that it's not just that he went to Italy. Italy's a nice place, he's entitled to go to Italy, but apparently he and Michelle went into a church in Siena, Italy, and she was basically had an open shoulder, I'm gonna show a picture of that, showing a lack of respect to the Catholic Church and Christianity. Of course, that's not surprising because her husband is, in fact, a closet Muslim, someone who worships the Quran over the Bible, who has fooled the American people all these years into thinking that he's really a Christian, who always refers to the Holy Quran, who told George Stephanopoulos when he was running for the president in 2008, my Muslim faith, who wears a ring that says my only God is Allah, who really dissed Israel and tried to harm it in any way. It goes on, and you know the story. I mean, I gave a speech in front of the World War II Memorial where I asked him to get off his knees, put the Quran down, and come out with his hands up. That was mild compared to what we saw in the years after that.
I got a question for you. If Barack Obama was secretly a Muslim, do you think he'd be parading his wife around Italy, showing her shoulder? Huh? If he was some sort of secret, crazy Muslim, hell-bent on destroying America's Western civilization, do you really think Michelle would be dressed the way that she was? And by the way, I saw the picture. There was nothing unusual about the fact that it's springtime in Italy, very nice weather in a Mediterranean area, and she was showing her shoulder. Okay, so that is that's number one today, Larry Klayman, who thinks Michelle somehow disgraced the Catholic Church by showing her shoulder. Number two is Kimberly Strassel. Kimberly Strassel writes for the Wall Street Journal. She's a columnist who's been given awards by the Bradley Foundation and many others in the right-wing side. She decided that she was going to defend Jared Kushner trying to create a back channel to Russia, and it really wasn't a back channel in the way that they've been used previously. It was more an end run around American surveillance. Anyway, she decided to defend that on Meet the Press over the weekend.
I think we are having a discussion that is absolutely divorced from reality this week. It is astonishing to me. Let me set the scene for you. It's 2008. We're having an election, and candidate Obama, he's not even president-elect, sends William Miller over to Iran to establish a back channel and let the Iranians know that should he win the election, they will have friendlier terms. Okay, so this is a private citizen going to foreign soil, obviously in order to evade U.S. intelligence monitoring and establishing a back channel with a sworn enemy of the United States who was actively disrupting our efforts in the military in the Middle East. So is that bad judgment? Is that a bad thing that happened? Back channels are completely normal. They happen all the time. Reagan did them. Obama did them. Mm-hmm. Everyone did. So I'm not quite sure why supposedly having, at least the president's now elected, setting up a back channel with the Russians is somehow out of bounds.
Oh, the money, you have to follow.
First of all, that story that she talks about with President Obama, President-elect Obama, setting up some back channel with Iran before he took office, that was in Breitbart. Okay. Now, the source for that is some right-wing nut that talks to Breitbart, the publication, on a regular basis. You can't talk to Breitbart anymore because he's dead, but the publication, and it's pretty dubious that that ever happened, but the truth is it still wouldn't be the same as Jared Kushner wanting to use the Russian embassy to communicate with American, to communicate with the Russians to get around American intelligence. They're not the same. All right, Barack Obama didn't owe the Iranians millions of dollars the way the Trump family and the Kushner family has intertwined themselves with Russian banks. Okay, you understand, this isn't the only suspect meeting. By the way, there's one more thing about Jared Kushner. He did not divulge this on his security clearance application, and that's where they're going to get him. He is nailed dead to rights on that, and I'm going to love to watch that guy escorted out of the White House in handcuffs. Okay, so those are your first two clips today on Crazy Talk. Crazy Talk, SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
Hi there, my name is Ishmael Ozan, and many of you know me as the Dane County District Attorney, but I am also a husband and a father of two young girls. Today I am asking you to make the choice my wife and I made to not use physical punishment with our children. Many of us are not aware that over 16 years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics urged doctors to recommend that parents not use physical punishment on their children. Today, over 100 years of research on children and families supports this recommendation. Look, well-meaning parents may use physical discipline intending to teach their children to make good choices, but we now know that physical discipline actually leads to more disobedience and aggressive behaviors in children. We all want what is best for our kids. Today, we now know what is best for kids is parenting based on respect, mutual understanding, and logic, rather than fear of physical pain. Please join me in learning more about positive parenting and creating a violence-free home.
Paid for by the Dane County District Attorney's Office with support from UW Health American Family Children's Hospital.
Okay, we're back with Crazy Talk here at SlysOffice.com. Hope you're having a good Memorial Day weekend. That's when I'm recording this. Okay, so we have Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, who is a blogger, a guy that has a YouTube channel, and a crazy, crazy right-wing Christian. And he is very supportive of Christians being violent. Listen to this rant.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Shoves him out of the way. Said, I'm here, man. I'm large and in charge. And look at him! Huh?
Now I should explain. He is calling play-by-play when the president pushed the prime minister of Montenegro out of the way on his foreign trip over the last few days. So here's more of Dobenmeyer.
All little puppies! They're all little puppies! Ain't nobody barking at him! It's like those skunks I got out. Here's wandering around, man. He's walking in authority. Walking in authority. He walked to the front and center, and they all know it too, man. He just spanked them all, remember? He just spanked them all, and now he walks to the front. The Lord is showing us a picture of the authority we should be walking in. And people outside who are not watching MSNBC and not watching CNN, they're saying, yes, dude, yes, I get it now. 2 nights ago, He, according to reports, he body slammed somebody. Now we know he didn't. We know he didn't. But that's
okay. Now he's talking about, and of course, he doesn't even know his name. Oh my God. Greg Gianfrante, who, of course, is the congressman-elect from the state of Montana, who, by the way, was charged with assaulting a reporter and, yes, did do it because he apologized once he realized he'd won the race. But back to his play-by-play on this one.
So they said, oh, we can't have him. He's not acting like he's a president. He's not acting like a leader. Leaders don't do that kind of stuff. No, no, he's going down for sure. He's going down. You can't treat people like that. We need to be civil. We know he's going down. What happened? Why, Republican wins Montana election after one night after being charged with assault. People are sick and tired of it. They're saying, yes, a fighter. Go, dude, go. That's the times in which we live. And I'm telling you, that's the heart cry. That should be the heart cry of Christian men. Who won? The dude who took the other dude to the ground. That's who won. Come on, folks, open our eyes and see what's going on. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Do you understand that Trump was violent against those guys?
You know, if somehow Christian men should be called to violence when they're running for public office and they're asked by a reporter about some congressional budget office scoring of a health care bill, and I got to tell you, that's not the religion for me, but I don't really think Christianity is calling for violence against reporters, which, of course, is why the congressman-elect apologized, because he realized he's now going to be holding public office and representing the entire state of Montana. I don't hold it against anybody for making a mistake, but the fact that earlier in the day, the congressman-elect staff had put out a completely dishonest press release blaming the reporter for the incident, and he apologized in the evening once he realized he won. That is completely disingenuous. Awful. Just horrible. My God, what is wrong with these people? Seriously, they've lost their minds. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh talk about how socialist men and reporters are weak physically, and caller after caller after caller defending that congressman. People have lost your minds. Okay, finally today, this is the coup de grace. This is Theodore Shubat. Theodore Shubat is a right-wing Catholic who says, honestly, some of the most violent, horrific things I've ever heard in my life. He decided to talk about the explosion that killed 22 people in Manchester, England last week at the Ariana Grande concert. Here is Theodore Shubat.
Attack, I must say, I really have no sympathy for these people. The people who died, the people who were injured, the people who were scared out of their minds and who ran away. I really don't care. The types of people that go to these concerts are the same types of people who are responsible for the degeneracy that you see in society, the moral decay, the decay of nations. These people are responsible. They go to these concerts dressed up as whores, dressed up as sluts. They're pro-sodomite. They're pro-divorce. They're pro-infidelity. They have no interest to defending the culture and the morality and the tradition and the faith that Europe once had. They have no interest at all. They want evil. They want decay. They want sodomy. They want Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me show you guys some examples of what I am talking about here. All right, so let's look at some of the people who went to the concert. Look at these people. Look at these people. What do I see? These are the victims of the bombing, right? I'm not saying bombing is good. I don't agree with it. All right? I don't agree with it. So let's get that clear. But let's look at the people here. This is why I really have no sympathy. Look at the guy with glasses on the picture on the right. Look at his hair. Shaved on the side. Looks like a freaking sodomite. Some sodomite lover. Look at the woman on the left. You can tell just by look. Come on, you can tell just by looking at them what kind of people these are. They're all, oh yeah, I love gay people. Oh yeah, I got a lot of gay friends. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Let's look at this article here. Ariana Grande goes on expletive-filled rant about homophobia. Look at this picture. I mean, you can just tell by looking at the picture, looking at the face, looking at the eyes of this girl, that she is a nasty, evil woman.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of Ariana Grande's music. Well, I should note that she is paying for everyone's funeral that was killed at that horrific incident that took place last week in England. I have no words for Theodore Shubat other than may God have mercy on your soul. Because at some point, karma's a bitch. Join us again real soon for Crazy Talk. Crazy Talk, SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, five more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.